Welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Also, for those of you who just tuned in, or anyone else for that matter, we do archive the shows on the NAGB website. So after it's aired, you can go there and you can listen to the full show again if you missed part of it, or if you thought it was so fantastic you want to listen to it again, or send it to a friend or whatever. So you can go to www.nagb.org.bs. You go to the education menu and you scroll down to Blank Canvas, and then you will see all the shows and pictures of everyone who's been on the show, and you can find the MP3 there and listen to it again. So we are this evening speaking about the upcoming show at the D'Aguilar Art Foundation entitled Diversions, which is a group of three photographers who are exploring our downtime and how we relieve stress, how we enjoy the country that we live in, but again, all kind of from a slightly different perspective than the sort of typical images we see of fun being consumed in the country, which is often not by locals but by visitors. And so I think that's kind of an interesting viewpoint. And now we're going to hear from the other photographer we have in the studio with us tonight, who's Melissa Alcina. Welcome, Melissa.
Hey.
So you, I can see from I've got your bio, you went to college in Canada.
Yes.
And where you completed 2 years applied photography course. My daughter's about to go up to Canada. I'm not sure she's ready for that cold.
I don't think anybody really is, but I usually dealt with it by realizing that I was walking through the cold to deal with very warm people.
That's nice. And here we have a really, really warm country with a lot of hot people. Because yeah. Everybody very hot. Okay. So how long were you then practicing photography before you went to college to finish that? How did you come to photography?
Always had an appreciation for photography, but I didn't identify with being artistic because I don't feel like I had a platform in which to kind of explore that. And I started just being drawn to people who were, I don't know, just a lot different than I was in their circumstances. I wanted to know, like, the story behind people who are homeless on the street. Like, who's this mm-hmm. guy? Like, what happened to him? Like, what's his deal? And my dad, like, growing up, he had a lot of coffee table books on Africa, and I just loved looking through all of those images and wanting to know more about those people. So I kind of graduated from high school, but I didn't really know what I wanted to do, so I just said, let me work for a bit and figure that out, because mm-hmm. I don't want to just waste the opportunity to go off to school. And I just started taking lots of photos of the guy who would hang out by the post office.
Oh, he's awesome. The guy would.
And he would kind of like stare Oscar, into the car Otto, at me. He wouldn't talk to me though, but he would always smile. And I started just getting little backstories on people and just discovering them through my little Canon rubble, whatever that was. Mm-hmm. And out of, you know, frustration of living on the island and not feeling like I was flourishing, I decided, you know, let me pursue this more and see mm-hmm. where it goes, and mm-hmm. at least I'll have a skill. Mm-hmm. And I kind of found myself in Canada. Mm-hmm. I like laid the framework for who I am now that I'm building upon there, mm-hmm. I would say. Mm-hmm. People in Canada seem to be very comfortable with their artistic side. It was just like natural. Everybody mm-hmm. did a little bit of drawing. Everybody did a little something, even in school, even in the programs that they had. Whereas here, it was kind of like, I don't know, I just didn't feel like I was getting that. Like, I was allowed to fully explore that. And after I finished, I still didn't think I was good enough. So mm-hmm. I was away and I was taking photos, but for work versus being creative. Mm-hmm. And in moving back home, because I had like a visa situation and I was really depressed, I used photography as a reason to get out of bed mm-hmm. and just get up, do something, and then you'll feel better. And creating something doesn't feel like a waste of time, right? Mm-hmm. You're putting yourself into it. Mm-hmm. So you almost feel this sense of accomplishment. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, I kind of built myself back up again.
That's really powerful. I think, again, as a conversation, a lot of people don't understand why art's important in society. And they will ask, like, why the NAGB should get X amount of money from the government, or why we should be paid to do our jobs or whatever. And I think you just very eloquently expressed, you know, how meaningful art can be in a life. And, you know, it doesn't mean you have to become an artist either. It's just a way of, from so many people, a way of dealing with just getting things out, you know, and finding a way to express yourself that maybe, you know, you're not comfortable speaking to someone, or maybe it's extremely therapeutic. And I think, you know, as a nation, we need as much therapeutic stuff as we could, you know. And I've had a lot of young people come to the NAGB, whether it's for spoken word poetry or you know, they're drawing or whatever. And it's, I can tell you, these things have really helped a lot of people. And I think, thank you for sharing that.
I feel like a lot.
I think also having a visa problem, something we all everyone here understands as well. We're all like, arr! So. Yeah,
I was at a time where I didn't know what I was going to do when I came back mm-hmm. home, because mm-hmm. politically things were different. Everyone kept telling me every time I come home, I went from driving with my windows down to make sure you lock your doors and turn your windows up. And I was like, what is happening to our country? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I never didn't like my country. Mm-hmm. I just didn't feel like I belonged. And then in coming back, I would start to appreciate it more.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I kind of accepted that I was going to be here, and I didn't want to apply to go away, mm-hmm. and I reasoned with myself, I started finding a love for my country all over again through taking the pictures of those people and mm-hmm. meeting them and reintroducing myself.
Mm. Yeah, well, I mean, I think everyone's now spoken to that, really. Sophia as well, and Tessa, even with the whole idea for the show, is that sometimes we have to remember. You know, we have to remind ourselves that there's a lot of beauty and sympathy here as well, mm-hmm. because it's so easy to, and you know, it's something you see happening in a lot of countries, you know, everyone's getting like very irate, and it's, again, those things are easy to hang on to, mm-hmm. you know, and we have to, it's somehow we have to, as part of our practice, as part of our daily practice in our lives, remember to look at what's good and what we're grateful for, and not take all those things for granted. And I think that happens everywhere in the world. It's not specific to the Bahamas, but you know, I think that's why it's an interesting show at this time. Because I think it's something everyone's struggling with. Is like, how do we find, you know, what's good? Let's just try to remember what's good here. Yeah,
I think creation is a form of also letting go of mm-hmm. some of those kinds of negative things mm-hmm. and allowing yourself to appreciate the beauty. It's kind of like a way of forgiving all the things you don't like about a situation and coming to terms with that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think the artist community here is pretty awesome. I didn't even know it existed.
It is. Well, I was going to ask, like, is that why you felt like you mentioned you felt you didn't belong here? Was that because you felt you had this side to you that wasn't something you saw being expressed in society?
Definitely.
I think, you know, again, I speak to a lot of Bahamians from different walks of life that are just like, you know, I'm just, you know, I feel like a square peg in a round hole because, you know, I don't want to go fishing and I don't want to go do junkanoo. And, you know, like, we seem to define like who we are through a very narrow lens.
Yeah.
And it makes it hard for people that feel like they fall outside of that very typical idea of like what a Bahamian is or like what Bahamians do.
Oh, definitely. Like, I'm always considered, you know, to be some outsider, you know, come back again now when you visit because I speak a certain way, or oh, what school did you go to? And, you know, sometimes it can be frustrating. So I didn't feel like I saw myself reflected back in the community I was around at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I love dealing with people of all different walks of life. Mm. I actually got along better with people who, once I explained to them who I was and came to them with a certain level of respect, I had the most awesome times with, like, talking to Rastas on the side of the road,
mm-hmm.
or like that, you know, one homeless guy who just had a really unfortunate situation.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I was dealing with, you know, a lot of classism and cliques here, and I mm-hmm. wasn't for that, and I wanted to be able to access a lot of people. And so when I started identifying as being artistic in Canada, and knowing I had the ability but didn't really tap into it, when I started tapping into it here, people then started kind of including me, and I didn't really feel like some sort of pariah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it felt okay again, and people from all walks of life as well, because art is, you look at it, you still find yourself in people's work.
Mm-hmm.
You find a way to have an opinion about what they're doing. So you don't have to be a person who studied art to understand it. And it feel like it's a nice way to connect all, you know, classes of people as mm-hmm. well. And that's really important to me.
Which is, I think, something that we have difficulty with, you know, in general. Like, and again, in any society, it seems to be considered that, you know, art's for, you know, educated rich people. And, you know, and I find that such a strange way to look at it, because, of yeah. course, you know, anyone can look at an object
yeah.
and receive something from that, receive inspiration or receive, you know, thought, you know, something to think about or whatever. It's not complicated to look at an object and listen to what the object has to say. And maybe you don't like it, maybe you do, but it seems to be like that we struggle with this idea here that, you know, art's for a certain type of person. And I love that you were speaking to the fact that actually art's what engaged you with a broader group yeah. of people.
It allowed me to give them something, to be honest, because mm-hmm. I'd always been talking to people. Anyone who knows me knows I know all kinds of people. Like, how did that happen? I'm always talking to people, but it allowed me to give them something back. Mm-hmm. So that same, you know, little boy who I spoke to about whatever it may be now has a photo of himself and he thinks he's really cool and he looks really cool in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was able to print out a photo or email it or mm-hmm. whatever and give them something of themselves,
mm-hmm.
kind of like immortalize them a little bit.
Yeah, and in a way we spoke a little bit about the Bahamian Project before the break with Sophia, and that's again something that I think that did very nicely too, which mm-hmm. was sort of honor people from all different kind of walks of life and levels of society. And the whole idea behind doing it at the NAGB for the 40th anniversary wasn't like, oh, you know, we're just going to take portraits of people that have achieved a certain status, you know, yeah. in their job, mm-hmm. But just people that have contributed to the fabric of life, of just being, you know, great in whatever it is they do, whether it's driving a taxi or cooking, you know,
yeah.
cooking food, or didn't have to be anything sort of elevated. And I think that's been a really nice part of the Bahamian Project too. So, you know,
I really enjoy being a part of that. It was really fun. And it was kind of like one of my introductions into this community, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I was really grateful for that.
Yeah. And so as a young artist, you spoke to the art community here kind of being, you know, being supportive and good. And Sophia, you've been here 2 years. And so how do you feel? Do you feel like you are now kind of part of that community? Or are you still becoming part of that? What's your experience been with kind of becoming part of the art community here? And has that fed into your work?
So far, I think I've kind of been an outsider.
Mm-hmm.
I've been mm-hmm. kind of focused on my project, really. Mm-hmm. And so, and also, as we spoke before, like the whole calling yourself an artist
mm-hmm.
or not.
Sure,
like,
sure.
It kind of, I do feel that it's not a not accepting society or whatever, but I'm not fully immersed.
So was the Bahamian Project like the first time you sort of really started to get to know other people?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Which is really cool. And you kind of see people who are just like the same things as you, which is, it's amazing. And, but I do feel like there is so much to be explored, in the art community. Like, mm-hmm. I've always seen it from the outside, let's just say, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. I'm always like very interested in being friends.
I didn't know there was so many like shows and stuff going on.
So many shows. Listen,
I see photos and I'm like, where is this?
Yeah,
like,
there is. No, I mean, it is very active. There are a lot of shows. I mean, all the time there's stuff going on. And I think once you become, I was even surprised when I moved back, you know, I'd been working in the art business in another country, and I was like, oh, I'm moving to the Bahamas, it's gonna be timed, kind of, you know, I'll run the institution, but it'll be like super chill. And, you know, not at all. I find in a way, because we live in a place where there isn't, you know, so much going on downtown, we create mm-hmm. a lot of events too, you know, to compensate for that you just can't kind of go downtown and there's a scene that you can just be a part of if you want to. So you have to organize things and make things happen. And I find the art scene in particular is very busy. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you can go to an opening almost every other week.
I didn't even know that. Yeah. So exciting.
That's true.
Though.
That's true.
Yeah. And so, you know, there are people say, oh, there's nothing ever happening in downtown. And I'm like, it's so not true. If you look at Hillside House and the Island House and the NAGB and the Yagle Art Foundation and Dungalik, and there's always things. And then, you know, little pop-ups, Central Bank. There's always a lot going on, definitely. And, you know, and it is, as you said, it's a very sort of embracing community. I think I always say, like, when I stay in the art community, I'm not that depressed, you know, about the world in general. But then when I kind of come out of it, then I, you know, I get into that whole like, oh, the country is going down the toilet, you know, because I feel like also creative people generally try to problem solve, because that's what art is, mm-hmm, in a way. Absolutely. Like when you're making an image, you're problem solving. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you tell that story? And when an artist is like faced with a, you know, quote unquote blank canvas, it's all about problem solving. So I feel like artists tend to look and see like, well, how can I, what can I do about that? You know, how can I approach that creatively? And so I feel like the creative community is has a lot more hope for the future as well, which is nice, you know, and that doesn't so much do the whole roll up your windows. And I mean, it does, but I think it's, you know, again, like crosses a lot of boundaries too.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, when you go to events and, you know, you see people again from all different kind of walks of life, levels of society, you know, and it seems inclusive and embracing,
which is always kind of. I was so nervous about it too. Coming back, I was like, oh God, how is this going to play out? Just stick to doing you and it'll happen. And it's not even that big of a deal. Like, everyone's super supportive. Holly, Duke. I've been talking to Natasha Vasquez. Like, everyone's just like, come on down and
Bahamar. I didn't mention them. Bahamar's come online now too, and they've got a whole project space over there. And they're doing artist portfolio reviews every other Friday. And there's really a lot going on, I have to say. And I think even, you know, people might listen to the show and be like, oh, well, that's just for artists. You know, I think, you know, you can just sit as an observer and just come and listen and look. I mean, I think there's nothing. You know, it is all psychological, this idea that it's inaccessible somehow.
Yeah.
And I think all the art spaces would just be thrilled to have people show up to, you know, again, look, even if you're not an artist, to go to a portfolio review at Bahamar could be just a really interesting experience. Absolutely. What is it that an artist goes through when they share their work with their colleagues, and, you know, what's discussed, and what is that feedback like? And I think, you know, even for like a quote unquote non-art person, that would be really interesting. And there really are no boundaries. Really, anyone can show up. And I think I can't say that enough, because I think that's something that, again, there seems to be this idea that
people need to know.
Yeah, people need to know. Yeah. And the NAGB is, I always say, free on Sundays to everybody, everybody local anyhow, not the tourists. They still have to pay. But if you are Bahamian, or you are a non-Bahamian, but you are living here, then the NAGB is free on Sunday. And all the, most of the events we do, not the workshops where we have to buy materials, but most of the talks, artist talks, screenings, we have a film program every month. we have Women's Wednesdays, not every Wednesday, but if you check our calendar, it's all on there, where we speak to certain women's issues. And all that stuff is free and open, and anyone can come. So I really encourage everyone to just join in and sort of get involved in the creative community any way you want, because I think it really, as we spoke to at the beginning of the show, it's something that is very healing and very, again, it's about community. I think that's something, you know, I just watched coming home recently. I was on the plane and can't remember where I was coming from, but I watched a documentary about swing dancing, and, you know, apropos of nothing, but it was just, there was a psychologist who'd been a full-time psychologist, and she said, you know, I gave that up to teach swing dancing because I realized that teaching swing dancing was going to do more to help people over trauma and for their like problems than just sitting in a room and talking about it. And I thought, how amazing, you know. And she'd gone through, like, you know, 5 years of college, and because I think engaging in any kind of creative, anything that is about creativity and expressing joy and all kinds of things is beneficial to the human spirit. And I think, given the times we're living through, I think it would, you know, be important for everyone to get out there and go to a concert, pick up an instrument, listen to music at home, go to an art show, doodle when you're on the phone. I mean, really, it can be in any kind of, you know, it doesn't have to be like you go and train to be a ballerina. Just, yeah, turn on the radio and dance in the shower. I think all those things, maybe not dance in the shower, you'll slip, sing in the shower. All those kind of activities connect to a part of the brain that is, again, positive and good. So come on out to the D'Aguilar Art Foundation on September the 7th, which is next week, Thursday. Come meet these extraordinary young women, Melissa Alcina, Sophia Whitehead, the two photographers, and the curator, Tessa Whitehead. Will Alessandro be coming in for the show? No, he won't. Okay, so the Italian guy won't be coming in, but his work is great. So I know he's here quite a lot, but I guess he's not here right now. So come and see that show. The show is entitled Diversions. It is taking place at the D'Aguilar Art Foundation, and it's open from 6 to 9 p.m. on that evening, and then runs for how long, Tessa? About a couple of months, you said? 2 months. And the D'Aguilar Art Foundation is open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 4, and then by appointment. So please feel free. We're looking forward to seeing you all. You've been listening to The Blank Canvas. Thank you all for coming in this evening. And we'll see you soon. We'll see you next week. So thanks for listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. And you've been listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Thank you so much, and good night.